Standard Bank's Global Head of Agribusiness, Linda Munder, moderated a webinar on agriculture in Africa. The webinar featured clients and stakeholders from the African Development Bank, Atsuko Toda, Director for Agricultural Finance and Rural Development, Irvine's Group, Craig Irvine, Group CEO, an African regional agribusiness company, Olam International, Bikash Prasad, Global Head Corporate Finance, CFO Africa and Middle East, a global food and agribusiness, and John Deary, Jacques Taylor Managing Director for Africa and Middle East, a leading manufacturer in agricultural, construction, and forestry machinery. In this podcast, Linda highlights the key points of discussion that emanated from the webinar.
Currently, we're in an interesting space in agriculture in Africa. One only needs to think of policy changes, technology, innovation, food security, food safety, climate change, to name but a few topical issues. But it is through discussing these issues that we can help each other chart out a way for realizing the full potential of agriculture in Africa. Not only can Africa feed herself, but the continent can grow to be a major player in global food markets. Agriculture forms a significant portion of the economies of all African countries. The sector employs between 60 and 70% of the continent's population and contributes to 23% of GDP. Presently, Africa is a net importer of food, despite its vast tracts of underutilized land and other enviable resources. 60% of the world's uncultivated arable land lies in sub-Saharan Africa. Its reliance on food and agriculture imports weighs on the continent's current account and spells a missed economic opportunity and results in food insecurity most times. Yet according to AFDB, Africa's agribusiness sector is expected to reach $1 trillion by 2030. With the world population expected to swell by 2 billion people over the next three decades, Africa has an opportunity to step up and become a major global food production hub. The outbreak of COVID-19 has highlighted the need for the continent to concentrate its efforts on becoming self-sufficient when it comes to the production of certain foods, and as well as value addition. Encouragingly, the imminent implementation of the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement will lower tariffs and promote inter-Africa trade in agriculture, making the continent less reliant on food imports from other regions. And through cross-border initiatives, Africa could strengthen its food export prospects. The issue, therefore, is not should we invest in agriculture, but more of how. Africa wants to access global inputs while still supporting and promoting the internal reform of government policies. Since we cannot do everything at once, we need to target and prioritize value chains. A coordination of the multiple players is required to create an environment with incentives from production, value addition, to infrastructure. A coordination that addresses the collective and inclusive narrative. We need policy framework that supports the transformation of the value chain and the marketplace. The agricultural sector is possibly the continent's biggest growth lever, and the potential for much needed job creation is sizable. The adoption of modern and innovative farm practices can spur a steep change in the output of existing and new farmlands. It is agreed that mechanization can improve yields and can improve produce quality. Mechanization plays a big role in agricultural development, yet African farm systems are the least mechanized. For example, Africa has 40 tractors per 100 square kilometers, when Asian countries have about three times that. Given that smallholder farmers account for about 70% of Africa's food production, their contribution to Africa's agricultural productivity cannot be ignored. The challenges of small-scale farmers are distinct from those of large-scale farmers. The question begs then, how do we accelerate the appropriate mechanization of smallholders and rural communities in order to put these farmers on the road to sustainable agricultural growth? These developments have got to be market-led, and the adoption of mechanization has got to have appropriate models. For example, one can look at owning versus having access to mechanization, looking at shared models or contractor models of access to tractors. Mechanization alone, though, naturally is not enough. The supply chain is only as efficient and as resilient as the linkages it relies on. Private sector investments in areas such as logistics, renewable energy, storage facilities, agro-processing, and irrigation technologies will be crucial, as will public investments in roads and rail infrastructure, as well as ports. Cold storage, for example, is essential to product freshness, and a modern, reliable cold chain has many benefits for consumers. Its very nature increases market access to farmers and reduces food loss. We have product losses from farm to factory and the market. Such supply chain inefficiencies ramp up cost of production and therefore the cost to the final consumer. Let's use the poultry sector as a practical illustration of the application of appropriate infrastructure. Seed is 70% of costs of the final product. Up to a third of the maize that would have been grown for that purpose is lost in post-harvest losses. So just addressing on-farm harvest losses of maize with appropriate infrastructure would translate to lower cost of production for poultry farmers. In rural Africa, most chicken is purchased live, so because that is how the consumer can trust that the food is safe in the absence of a reliable cold chain. Cold chain allows for sale of smaller components of the bird, and then makes it much more affordable to the end consumer. Another topical issue is that of dispersed data. Given the fragmented African supply chain, the flow of information is less steady and rather sporadic. The knowledge that exists is dispersed amongst many players and spreads on informal networks that are not easy to monitor. The dissemination of accurate information about agricultural commercial conditions would de-risk the agricultural value chain. The data gap ranges from crop advisory, access to markets, pricing visibility, access to capital and insurance services, information on market volumes and other dynamics, such as knowledge of other players and their behavior, traceability, climate risk, the list goes on. But when we create the right platform for the market, this provides visibility to farmers, off-takers, lenders, insurance companies, and other relevant players in the ecosystem. The response in closing the gap lies in digital platforms, and this is exactly what Standard Bank's One Farm platform seeks to provide. So you see, agriculture is so much more than a development agenda. it is a vibrant commercial sector for driving growth in Africa.
Standard Bank. It can be. Standard Bank is an authorized financial services and registered credit provider.